Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Joel Barker. We continue to have. And Joel, thank you for 12 great years. We appreciate you spending your time with us on the show.
My pleasure.
We always have fun, and you always make us smarter when you join us. So, okay, folks, you it never would have occurred to you that on this show we would talk to you about a landmine eating machine. Joel, tell us about this.
Well, this is really important, and this is a positive thing for the future, because some human beings got together and figured out how to deal with a horrible, horrible plague, which is landmines left over from wars, especially in Africa and Afghanistan, where people are walking along doing nothing, and all of a sudden they get their legs blown off or they get killed because of a landmine. HALO is an organization that has been spending huge amounts of money and people time trying to dig these landmines out one at a time. One day, one of the landmine people got up, saw a really interesting machine for digging in the dirt. It was a mining machine to prep dirt for, like, getting coal out of the ground and stuff like that.
Right.
And he looked at it and he said, I wonder if they could dig mines out of the dirt. So he called up the company called MMD out of the UK. And not only did they listen to him, but they said, we will build you one. We will make this machine happen. And it is called the Mine Muncher. I just love it. The Mine Muncher. And it basically chews up the soil. If there's a mine in it, the mine gets exploded in a contained area.
This is designed to disrupt and to break up hard soils, like clays and hard soils, so people can farm it.
Exactly. Farm it and also dig for materials.
Minerals,
so if you're stripping off soil topping, it protects it too. But so mining is kind of their paradigm. Well, now, no pun intended, mining continues to be their paradigm, but it's a different kind of mining, because they're mining mines. And the end result is they believe they can get rid of 100,000 landmines by 2025.
Wow.
Now, here's one thing I hadn't thought about when I was reading the article. These landmines are laid in strips, in rows, and then they just go for miles and miles and miles. Think about living on one side of that strip with water on the other side, and you can't get to
cross over, And some of these mines are not metal. You can't pick them up with a metal detector. They're made out of plastic, aren't they?
That's right. The more recent ones are nastier and snakier. It's very difficult to discover. Now you don't have to worry about it. You just turn on the old machine. You start driving the machine, and it's. And by the way, the explosions of those mines are trivial to this machine. It's like getting a bump in the road. So the explosions aren't going to destroy the machine at all. Machine is going to destroy the mines. And for me, this is good news about the future, because it means literally hundreds of thousands of people will be free to move in a more efficient, more effective way, because the ground has been cleared of the threat.
Well, you know, over here in America, we don't even think about that kind of an environment. It's almost unimaginable to us, isn't it?
Yep, it doesn't come up in our context, because we've never had the problem. But here we have a company from the United Kingdom, who is closer to it, by the way, because of their Africa connections, coming up with a way to turn on the machine and eat those things up.
Wow, that's amazing. So, all right, I still got about a minute left. Can we talk about the olive oil wastewater?
Yeah,
this is
good
fascinating.
Example,
it's a couple
by the way.
Of different uses out of this, don't they?
Yeah. Well, when they're making olive oil, it turns out they got two bad things. They got soil residue and they got leftover water, neither of which could be used in any useful way. So somebody, this is classic, started looking and saying, what could we do to perhaps change things? And out of the Institute of Material Science in France, I cannot pronounce his name, by the way. I can tell you it's not French, which is part of the diversity thing we always talk about, right? Took wastewater, cypress sawdust, and mixed them together and produced three things. Number one, they dried the mixture and captured the evaporated water, which turned out to be pure water, so they could use that again. They used pyrolysis, which is burning with incomplete amount of oxygen, and created charcoal pellets and used that for fertilizer. And then they found that the residue that was left after that had proper, you know, potassium and phosphorus and nitrogen and good things for fertilizer. So they went from something that was a problem to a fertilizer.
So using it all.
A soil improver.
Exactly. Use it all, like pig farmers say, everything but the squeal. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that. That's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.